Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Iowa's brewing industry is booming, and an area man has started growing a key ingredient, hops. Let's go in-depth with Orville Bunker with Iowa Hops of Newton. So Orville, what got you into the hops business?
Well, I'm friends with the Grobins, who started Madhouse Brewery, and Mason had some papers on growing hops. And so I took a class, and that's how I got interested.
Okay, a class on hops.
Growing hops. There's a group in Wisconsin called Gorse Valley Hops that are trying to get small hop production back to the Midwest. And they're trying to get a group of farmers to grow anywhere from 1 to 5 acres of hops at a time. And they have the knowledge on how to do that, and they teach classes on how to do that, and then are involved with helping to market those hops.
All right, and so now you know how to do it, and you've got this beautiful operation of, it's hard to describe. Well, first tell us, what are hops and what are they used for?
Hops are used in beer to give beer aroma and bittering, depending on at what stage of the brewing process they put the hops in. They can get the beer to be more bitter, or they can give it more aroma.
And are they used as, in the past, historically, as a way to sort of, if not purify the beer, keep the bacteria down?
Yes, I think that's part of how it initially started.
All right, and is there something special about Iowa that will let us grow hops?
Just as far north as we are, the length of the days, that's what allows them to grow here. You can't grow them too far south.
All right, and so how do you grow hops? I'm just going to describe briefly. It looks like you've got, 12, 15-foot poles, and then the hops grow up like vines?
Yes, we have a trellis set up that's 16 foot tall. There's a wire that runs along the top of the trellis, and then a wire on the bottom, and you run ropes between the two wires so that the hops can grow from the ground up. And every year they'll grow up to 16 foot tall.
And do they die back then? Are they annual?
You cut them back to the ground each year when you harvest them, and then they come back up the following year.
All right, so they're a perennial, but they're like a vine that if you cut it back, it'll come back.
Uh-huh. Yes, they're actually called bines, B-I-N-E-S.
Bines?
Bines. I think it has to do with the lack of tendrils on the vine.
And so how do you buy them? Do you buy them as a seed or a root or what are they?
Buy them as a rhizome, so a root cutting.
And then they just grow up. Do they take off? Do they go crazy? Do they take years to mature?
Ours are 4 years old. The first year, they went maybe halfway up. The second year, we got some all the way to 16 foot. And this year, there's a lot more that are going to 16 foot tall.
Well, and there's some that are going to 16 feet and coming down the
right,
other side.
Yeah, when they reach the top, then they start to bush out. And that's really what you want because you get a lot more hops in.
More in depth. After this.
I continued my conversation with Orville Bunker with Iowa Hops. Is there anything else involved with the planting process?
Not much with the planting. They take quite a bit of water, so we've got irrigation set up. We have a pond that we pump water up here from to irrigate the hops.
And that makes economic sense. You don't want to be
right.
paying for that water.
Right.
All right. And so then how do you grow them? I mean, do they take care of themselves? Are there pests? Are there things you have to worry about?
There are some pests. There's some fungus that can get on them and cause problems. There's different bugs that can cause problems. Haven't really had much trouble with the bugs. The fungus we fight off and on.
And how do you fight it? Do you have to
spray chemicals, yeah.
Okay, any particular chemical?
Antifungals.
Antifungals, okay. Yeah. So then you, I guess, protect the vines, and then what is the product? What does an actual hop look like?
It's a cone. It looks almost like a little tiny pine cone, but it's squishy. And inside the cone is the lupulin, which is a yellow material that's what you're interested in. It gives the hop the bitterness and the aroma. So it's maybe anywhere between a half inch and inch and a half long, and maybe an inch in diameter.
And so how do you harvest them? Do you have to climb up there? Oh, you
cut them. Cut them. We cut the string at the top. I use like a pruner to go along, just stand on the ground and cut the top string. And then we cut the bottom string, and then we take them to the barn, and we have a small machine that'll pick the hops off. The first 2 years we picked them all by hand, which will drive you crazy because there's hundreds of thousands of them.
All right. And so hundreds of thousands of them. And how many acres do you have?
We have 1 acre.
1 acre. Is that all
but
this
takes,
is?
Yep.
It looks like more than that.
It takes a lot of hops to get a pound.
How many pounds will you get out of this 1 acre?
Supposed to be able to get up to 1,000 pounds. I haven't reached that yet. Hopefully this year will be in the 300-400 pound range.
And how much beer can you brew with that?
It all depends on the kind of beer you're brewing. There's... lagers, which will have not a lot of hops in them, and IPAs, which can have 10 times as many hops. So you really can't say how much it takes.
Does it take a big labor investment, the harvest?
It did when we were picking by hand. It's not quite as bad now. We can harvest the field with, about 5 people in 5 days.
5 days, 5 people, 1 acre. So if you had 100 acres, that'd be...
You'd have to have a much bigger harvester, which, out west where they grow hundreds of acres of hops at a time, they have a whole building that's got a $1 million machine in it that harvests the hops.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Orville Bunker with Iowa Hops. Do you think that hop production in Iowa will ever get anything like it is? I understand Oregon has a big hop, booming hop business.
No, I don't think it'll get to be big around here, no.
How come?
I think because corn and beans probably do so well. And hops would be very labor intensive, and it'd just be a whole nother culture.
And so they're per acre, you'd probably get more value for out of your land for corn, you think, or...
If you could do it right, you could get a lot more value out of the hops. But there'd be a much more bigger initial investment.
Okay, because I've talked with different people that have vineyards, and producing grapes is much more valuable than corn or beans.
Right.
And hops could be that way
if
we were set up.
Because when you sell hops, they're between $5 and $15 a pound.
$5 and $15 a pound.
So if you could truly get 1,000 pounds out of an acre... you're getting maybe $10,000 an acre.
And so Madhouse Brewing in Jasper County uses these hops.
Right. We for the last 3 years, we've done one beer a year. Initially, it was called Iowa Grown IPA. Last year, it was Iowa Hops IPA that's made with these hops. We have 4 different varieties in the Iowa Hops IPA. We use the Centennial and the Cascade. I also have Mount Hood and Sterling, which I've been selling to Gorse Valley Hops, which they go on and resell to be used in other breweries.
All right, and do you have enough for Madhouse to produce a significant quantity of beer? So, or do they sell out quick, or do they have plenty?
We've done 1 to 2 batches a year of this, so we've grown enough of the Cascade and Centennial to make between 500 and 1,000 gallons.
All right, so that's good. That's good. And so is it distributed to supermarkets, or where does it go?
It goes to grocery stores, bars, mostly here in central Iowa, but also distributes in Omaha and northwestern Iowa, also over by Iowa City.
And is there a particular reason that you use the different, that you grow the different varieties?
Some varieties are more suited to be grown here. They're disease resistant. They do better in this climate. And that's something that Gorse Valley figured out, which hops do better. And the 4 varieties that I have are supposed to do fairly well here.
So is this a fun thing for you?
Yeah, it's a hobby.
It's a hobby? It's not a moneymaker yet?
No.
No,
it's a hobby.
But someday, do you think it'll be a moneymaker?
Oh, if it did, that'd be great. If not, it's fine being a hobby.
And so is it important to you that you're contributing to help grow local businesses using local products for consumers? Is that part of your message?
Yeah, definitely part of it.
You know, the grow local, buy local. Uh-huh. Are you a beer guy? Are you interested in beers? Is that why you got into this?
Yeah, I used to do some home brewing. I don't have the time now for that, but...
Well, not with the
hops.
Not with all these plants. And so how many plants do you have, did I ask?
There's 1,200 plants.
1,200 plants. Well, could we get a little bit closer?
Sure.
Well, and so the hops, it is just like a little pine cone.
Yep, these are the centennials. They'll be the first ones we harvest. The other varieties are just a little slower in developing the cones. And if you take one and break it open, the yellow material inside is the lupulin. And you can smell it. It's starting to have a little bit of a smell. That'll get a lot more intense over the next 4 weeks. Because these will probably harvest in about 4 weeks.
And so normal harvest is...
In August.
So then you'd be competing with an early corn crop anyway, wouldn't you? Or is there... Well, there's nothing happening then, is there? And so do they get dry and hard, or...?
We have to dry them once we pick them. But they pretty much stay green and soft when we harvest them. They're about 60% moisture content at that time, and then we dry them down to about 10% so that they can be stored.
And so do you have to separate it, this yellow, from the cone-like?
No, brewers can use the whole hops, but usually they prefer to have them pelletized, where they crush up the hop cone and then make it into a little pellet like you'd use in a pellet stove. They compress them down, and that way the brewer can just throw it in the brew kettle and doesn't have to worry about fishing back out the hop cones.
Is this something important for Madhouse in the sense that they can promote the local hops? Is that important for them?
That our Iowa Hops IPA has been very successful for us.
Well, and these are interesting, big, almost grape-like leaves.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Yep, different size. I mean, some of the leaves are as big as your hand, and others are quite small.
And so how normally these cones are about an inch long, maybe a little bit more.
They'll get a little bigger.
A little bigger, that's it.
But as you look up, you can just see how it's just full of them.
Yeah. So how many per plant, you think, maybe?
You can get up to a pound of dried hops per plant.
They're not as thick as grapes, are they?
No.
Be nice
if they
don't, were.
Yeah, they don't grow in clusters like that.
Well, they're all separate. And is there any hops native to the Western Hemisphere? Or?
I believe there are. I don't think any of them are used in brewing. They're just wild hops. All these have been crossbred to get different properties, different amounts of bitterness, different aroma to them, different hardiness to the climate and disease resistance.
Any advice to anybody that might want to grow hops?
Be ready to take a lot of time.
A lot of time.
Particularly to get things going, getting the field going, getting the trellis up, the irrigation going.
But did you have to bring in some, you know, like a front-end loader or something to
bore the... Yeah, we had to bore the holes and then put the poles down 4 foot in the ground, and then we manually tamped around each pole to get it plumb. And
with the irrigation system and the poles, it looks like it might be expensive.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of money in it.
Quite a bit of money. So, yeah. So it's a hobby now.
It's definitely a hobby.
You never know, I guess. Iowa farmers, agriculturalists are pretty innovative. You never really know what they're going to do.
And there's more people growing hops. I know of several other people in Iowa that are doing it.
And does the extension office help out with any of that? Do they know anything?
I haven't really talked to them at all.
No? Okay.
Most people don't know much about hops.
Does your wife, Kim, and your son, Austin, do they help out?
Oh, yes. Yep. Kim keeps everything mowed. In the spring, we have to train the hops. That's when they get to be a couple foot long, and you have to wrap them around the twine that goes up to the top. So you have to come up and manually do that. There's weeding to be done, spraying to be done. So they help with all that, plus, of course, the harvesting.
And so is this their hobby, too, or are they just humoring Dad?
I think they're humoring me.
Thanks to Orville Bunker for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.